Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE and, of course, streaming online at myalbertlead.com. On a Saturday morning, we welcome in Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
We're finally in the month of August. It's going to be by fast. The school for Albert Lea is already back in session. The area schools will go back after Labor Day, so it's a busy time for a lot of folks.
It is busy. To me, it's always kind of depressing when the kids go back to school because you know that that means the end of summer, and that's for us, we kind of had a short summer.
Yeah, it's kind of like June, July, and August disappeared, and the Minnesota State Fair is going on right now. When that's over, everyone will
be
back to school.
I know it, yeah.
And then that S word will be coming. We don't want to talk about
no.
that. We did get an email from a listener. We'll jump right into it. It says, "Hello, Insights into Insurance. I was reshingling my house, and a neighbor boy who was helping me put a nail in, put a nail into his foot when taking off the old shingles. We took him to the doctor. They cleaned it, bandaged it. I called my agent to see if I should hand in a claim on my homeowner's insurance. He said if the medical bill was smaller to pay it on his own and not handed in as a claim. Do you agree?" And this came in from Warren. Tom, your thoughts?
Yeah, Warren, right away, do I agree? No. Okay, and again, sometimes I don't know who your agent is, Warren, and I don't want to start pointing fingers and that, but I've been around the block a few times in this business, and with my experience, these type of things can come back to haunt you if you do not hand in a claim. First of all, this incident that would be covered under the medical liability coverage on your homeowners, or worse yet, potentially under the personal liability coverage on your home. Okay, so on your homeowner's policy, you usually have a where it says medical coverage and then liability, personal liability coverage. Okay. Medical coverage is just for that, for a guest or someone who is on your property. They could trip and fall or, in this example, get a nail in the foot. Normally, medical coverage is anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 in coverage, okay? So that would basically probably take care of that incident.
And a lot of folks say, well, you have to make sure you have coverage because someone, the mailman, could trip walking on the sidewalk,
Absolutely.
Trip on the driveway, and that's why you have medical coverage, and that's why you should have that
right.
claim.
Right, and then the U.S. Postal Service could come back onto you and file a personal liability claim because of they are going to subrogate against you if you had something like you should have had your snow removed or that ice melted, things like that, okay? Because they're going to have to pay work comp. Well, then they are going to want to try to subrogate against you. So the medical coverage, I call it keeping a friend coverage, okay? Example, here in my experience, I had someone helping one of my insureds that put a nail from a nail gun into their foot. Ouch, right?
Yeah.
While helping them do some work on their house. That person, I can't remember exactly, but the bill was in the thousands. It would really stink if my insured said, sorry, friend, I cannot afford to pay your medical bill on your own. Or I cannot afford to pay your medical bill. You're on your own.
Right.
Boy, that would be a real nice thing to tell a friend who was doing a nice gesture helping you at your home, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
That's a no-no.
Right, and that's why I say it's keep a friend coverage. In this case, medical bills were covered with the medical coverage on the homeowner's policy. So my recommendation, Mike, is to check what coverage you have on your medical coverage, as most people nowadays have very large deductibles, okay? Many of them 6,000 or more. So you might want to look at your policy and try to cover those type of larger deductibles in case this situation happened. So once the deductible is covered, then it would go on to their medical coverage, okay? And so that's where I always say it's keep a friend coverage.
You know, and a lot of times you get that whole package from your insurance company, and it has all kinds of stuff, and you have no idea. Marathon
right.
Insurance, if you want to bring in, they'll sit down with you and kind of go over, give you some good points, some bad points, and not that they're trying to steal coverage from another client.
Nope.
But at least it gives you peace of mind knowing that, yes, I have this under my coverage, or no, I don't have this under this coverage.
Right, right. So back to the original question, the neighbor boy was stepping on a nail. I had a few years ago, one of my commercial clients have an employee step on a nail. Got treated and nothing to it, right? I mean, sounds pretty simple.
Right.
$60,000+ later, the claim was closed out. Okay.
So what if that would happen to this neighbor?
Right. So what if there's like an infection or damage to a foot nerve or a tendon? I'm no doctor, but who knows what could happen, okay? So what if that happens to the neighbor boy? Okay, something like that. You know what? It could be 5 years down the line. It could be 10 years down the line. All of a sudden, he's finding out he can't do this because of this or the something. You know what I'm saying?
Comes back to bite you.
So I ask my listeners, could you afford to pay $60,000 for your neighbor boy? Or I should ask Warren, Kenny. Even if you could, do you want that coming out of your pocket? So this coverage would cover, fall under your personal liability of your homeowner's claim. So basically, got the medical. Now all of a sudden, he comes back and says, "God, I got issues here." So then it would go into your personal liability coverage, okay, where lots of people have anywhere from $100,000 to $1 million in coverage where they could cover such an incident. But the key is to make a claim, because if you don't make a claim, you have to give your company reasonable time to be able to investigate and look into it. Now, if it's 2 years down the road, that might not be time.
To your benefit.
Right. They could say no coverage, okay, or 5 years. I say make the claim.
And I know some insurance companies folks have dealt with, they're a little leery about filing a claim because they've been told, well, if you file too many claims, we're going to drop you as an insured client. But most importantly, this incident, could you afford $60,000 out of your pocket? Because it could be, the boy could say, nope, I'm just fine. I cleaned it up and I'm on my way. But it could come back that he would have maybe permanent disability in that.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that you got to understand is make sure you protect yourself. Yes, I know the incident could potentially cause an increase in the future premiums, but that cost would be justified if the examples I just gave happen. So my
recommendation,
always hand in a liabilities claims or incidents.
No matter how large or how small or how minor or how major,
right.
Get a hold of your insurance agent and get that claim started. We're just getting started on our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning with Tom Sorensen. Mike White is your host. We'll talk more about homeowners insurance when we come back during our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Bundle home and auto insurance and realize the benefits. Contact Renee Uhlenhop at Americana Insurance Group today.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE 1450. Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance in studio with us. Mike White is your host. Tom, let's now take a look at some homeowners in questions, and maybe we should talk about whether to file a claim on any property damage. I know we've had tree and storms, but let's talk about some property damage.
Yeah, so liability. My recommendation was make a claim, okay, no matter what. Okay. Now, on property, that can be a little different, okay? The biggest question is, how will it affect your premiums in the future? Some insurance companies may protect you against premium increases. However, if it means your premium will rise, you may need to decide whether it makes sense to file a claim or not. It may not pay to file a claim when the claim amount is small. Your policy will have a deductible. So even if claims of $1,000 or $2,000 may not have a favorable long-term cost benefit, those are things that you can ask your agent, well, how will this affect my policy?
And I should say, on some of these, Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, they would have up to 2 years to file a property damage claim?
Normally, there can it says reasonable time.
Okay.
Okay, and so you better be able to prove the loss, okay? So if you got something and it's all fixed up or whatever or something, and or if you have something that's damaged and it causes more damage, that extra damage is not going to be covered unless it was a claim handed in a reasonable time.
Okay? I know during the heavy snow that we had earlier this year, some folks were asking me, they had so much snow on their roofs, they were wondering about if the rafters had cracked or what the condition of the shingles are.
Right.
You need just to get a hold of your insurance company.
I would recommend either having a contractor come out and look and just make sure that it's okay, or have, you know, file a claim then and have an adjuster come out and see you. But, so sometimes you might have a claim or something that you're not covered for a loss. You could read your policy and first determine coverage. I would say, you know, you might want to just call your agent, okay? Reading those policies can be pretty complex. The simple act of filing a claim, even for a claim that won't be paid, may potentially result in higher premiums, okay? And yes, we do have a company that if you hand in a claim and it's not paid out, denied, or that there was a claim and it didn't hit the threshold of the deductible or something, guess what? They take away the claim-free discount. Now, we don't use that company very often, and we only use it when we have a situation where underwriting and things like that, we have to put somebody somewhere for because of...
To get them insured.
Right, to get them insured, okay? But that is... Now, if you have filed a claim within the last 7 years, since previous claims are tracked by an industry database for 7 years, it may result in higher premiums. So with that database, it could limit you to move your insurance in the future. Example, Company A premiums seem to be getting high. You want to shop. Some companies might not consider you as a client due to the previous loss or losses. Again, maybe it was a $600 water claim. Water claim is like, ooh, insurance companies get nervous about water claims, okay? Maybe you might want to just pay that $600 water claim on its own, okay?
And not file a
claim. Right, right. What happens is it can shrink the amount of companies available to you. So the main key I see is making a claim, and people don't realize that they are getting rated for a claim-free discount right now. So somebody that comes in brand new for us, they're going to get rated, or somebody that's been with us that hasn't had any claims got a claim-free discount. All of a sudden they have a claim. Claim gets paid, everything went well, but then they get their renewal and find out, why did my insurance go up? Because I had a claim? Well, yes and no. Yes, because you had a claim, because it took away the claim-free discount that you were already getting. And I'm just a messenger, okay? I understand why people get upset, but that's what happens. So, again, make sure that if you got that claim, that it's going to be benefit you in the long run financially.
And looking down the road as well, because
if
you're not filing a claim and maybe you have some rafters in the garage that were cracked due to heavy snowfall, or maybe you have a tree limb that hit the roof and you're saying, okay, well, I don't think it did any damage. You don't do anything about it. 5 years down the road, it could come back again to haunt
you. Yeah, you just got to, you know, I'm not telling you not to hand in a claim. I'm just telling you these are things that you need to think about. So,
get a hold of Americana Insurance, 377-2000. If you have questions about your own insurance, or if you want to have Tom and his staff take a look at your insurance policies, just to make sure that you are covered in the right categories.
Absolutely.
You've got a big event coming up, Tom, in October.
We do. We got our 15th annual Fire Extinguisher Refill event for America Insurance clients only. And that's where we, you know, we refill our and service our clients' fire extinguishers. And then we have a farmer health care coverage that's happening coming in September here, too. Go to AmericaInsurance.com to find out all the details on these events or call us at 377-2000.
And we want to thank Warren for his email.
It was a great email.
They can email you as well, Tom.
Yep, they can. At insights@AmericaInsurance.com. I think Warren was looking for a second opinion.
And we've got, hopefully, answered that question for Warren.
Yep.
That'll do it for this Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program. Tom, thanks for coming in, and
we'll
check next week with you. That's Tom Sorensen. I'm Mike Whitus, and that'll wrap up this edition of Insights into Insurance here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.